Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless his name. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. We're so glad to have all of you, our listeners, right here on NPA, Blog Talk Radio. Yes, and I'm yours truly. And this morning, we're going to go right into our Friday morning edition, 10/29/2021. And we're going to bring up the program for the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Commission broadcast. Yes, God bless you. So call a friend, call a neighbor to enjoy a broadcast with us. They can call into the main studio, or they can call right here to the station studio and be able to enjoy, to talk live, and to be a part. The number here at the station that you can call directly and talk with our host is 516-666-9491. That's right. The studio live number to call in, to talk directly to the host, 516-666-9491. Yes, and we are on air live. And thank you so very, very much. God bless you. We're going in now. And we're going to join in with Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson and the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. Thank you so much, listeners. We appreciate each and every one of you. And this is yours truly, J.A.
Lives everywhere. Thank you for thank God for her. Amen. Sometimes I get them a little mixed up, Dr. Coleman and Dr. Scott. They work together, both are tremendous ushers. Dr. Coleman, he's always leading on the line here. We appreciate her. Amen. For all she does. She said, the tone. Well, thank yous and praises unto God. Thank God. I haven't forgotten. We're going to praise God in just a minute here. Amen. And then we're going to do the blood of Jesus. And then we're going to do Lord, I believe in just a minute. Well, thank God on last night for Dr. Thelma Rush. Amen. She was marvelous too. And always helping us. Dr. Rush is always helping us. She gave her testimony. I didn't know all that about her. She gave her testimony on last night. And if you want to hear her testimony, it's a quite intriguing testimony. And it tells about how she really became how she is now. And it's been such a blessing to us. Thank God for her. And she always remembers the mothers. I know. An Amazing Grace on Mother's Day. She helped Dr. Betty just be so kind to the mothers.
Amen.
It was marvelous. And now, they're an Amazing Grace. She's helping us get the green room ready for the people. Some of you will be going into the green room when you come to First Fruits headquarters, which demos with Amazing Grace. Amen. We got a green room that's called the Thelma Rush Green Room. She's the one who equipped it, and she's the one who just made it so plush, as I would say. Very, very, very plush. Amen. Thank God for Dr. Thelma Rush. Amen. And then some of you don't know, but Dr. Benita Friesen, she not only put the all-night shedding together, but I love the numbness about her. She doesn't leave herself out. Amen. Some of y'all who say you're too busy, this woman puts the whole all-night shedding together. And then when you look on the list, it's not everybody else except her. It's Dr. Benita Friesen and everybody else. In other words, she has the time on the program to minister herself. What a wonderful blessing that is to have a spirit like that. And thank God for her. Some of you may not know Apostle Herman and Pastor Hilda Phillips. They're up there in, I believe, Grand Rapids, Michigan. But they were a marvelous blessing. He ministered really on last night. And what a word. He had a word for us, a great word. And then, oh my God, always Dr. Robert Dean. I don't know, it seems like the Lord sends him to minister to your chief all the time. He's always a blessing to me. Amen. Thank God for Dr. Robert Dean. He does like the white folks say, he'll bless your socks off. Amen. And then Prayer Ambassador Robin Fetterson. She's from Illinois. She blessed us. Like Dr. Dean, she blessed our socks off last night. Robin Fetterson. Amen. And then to really pull it on the end, who could do it better than the one and only, the bishop, our mother to the nation, Bishop Patricia Stern. Amen. She blessed us in such a marvelous, marvelous, marvelous way and pulled up the rear like nobody else could, Bishop Stern. And we didn't forget about yesterday was Dr. Jimmy Hagan's day. Amen. She came and had words on the end and just kind of summed it up, made us feel real good. Amen. Amen. We appreciate Dr. Julie Hagan, our announcer. Amen. And we salute her and salute Bishop James C. Hagan. She's Julie A. Hagan. Amen. I don't know if the A stands for Anne or Appaloosius or whatever, but thank God she came and blessed us. And with Bishop Hagan, he wasn't there yesterday, but anytime she stands as the First Lady for Hagan Chapel, and she blessed us. Thank God for all of you. I'm going to, why don't we thank the Lord just for a few minutes, and then I'm going to open up the line and let y'all express yourselves about the all-night shut-in and about the three-day fast. Surely you got a testimony. Surely you got a praise report. Come on, let's thank the Lord. Here, come on, help me thank you. Lord, we thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on, thank you, Lord. Don't take so long.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
We praise you and thank you
for
life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So many people died that night, but you gave us life. Come on, open your mouth, saying,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise you for your goodness and your kindness.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
All the hope that you've given to us.
Thank you, Lord.
Our faith is in you, Lord. We
believe you. Every time you speak, we know it's true. Everything you say is true. Thank you, God. We believe you. We stand firm on you, Lord. We believe your word. We believe everything in your word. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. And we thank you for what you've done. We believe you. In Jesus' name. We believe you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you this morning. I'm opening up the line. If you want to have a praise report about the the fast and about how we came off the fast, the prayer and the soup, breaking bread together, or if you want to have a comment about the all-night shut-in, the things that the Lord has just done. This is just a small little forte of what he's doing on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Amen. The line is open to you. Who's the first one you want to have a word about what God did and encourage you to say?
Good morning, this is Betty Johnson. I just want to thank God for the anointing first during the fast. I thank God for taking me through the fast. I thank God for the all-night shut-in. I thank God for breaking bread together. I thank God for all three of those events. First of all, I thank him for the anointing that flowed through those events. I needed a refreshing, and I thank God for refreshing my soul and my heart. And I just want to appreciate him for doing that. God bless you.
Yeah, Anita Hemer, First Lady, fixed the bread, breaking the soup and breaking the bread together. She mentioned that she fixed some of her famous rolls. Amen. So we have rolls and soup. And she said, well, tell them what you said when you looked in the, where you cooked the rolls in that glass dish.
I went to put food away after we had eaten, and after the evening, the blog line, went to put the food away and noticed that almost all the rolls were gone. That was quite a surprise to me.
Yeah, I just got anointed. Tell my rolls, amen. It was so delicious. Thank God for you, First Lady. All right, the line's open to somebody else who wants to have a praise report about the fast and the all-night shutting. The line's open to you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Good morning. Prayer Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy. I was just thanking God for the fast, and I was talking. I was just listening to our Lady Betty Johnson, and she said the three events. And I was like, and then we heard on the all-night shut-in, one of the speakers was speaking about the Trinity. So we're talking about the three events, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the fast, the all-night shut-in, the coming together and breaking bread. Number three is one of God's numbers. I just thank God for all three events because they were a blessing to my soul. And then it was an encouragement, and then it just helped us to just go one step further and trust in God and continue to hold on and wait on what he has in store for us. So I really enjoyed the Trinity, the be happy, don't worry, be happy. And oh, we had so much the prayer that came forth. It was just a blessing. I mean, the anointing of all the ones that were bringing that prayer on the all-night shut-in, it was just beautiful. So just thank God for that in the Lord. And then to the prayer ambassador, Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas.
All right. Someone else want to jump in there? Give your name and tell what the Lord put on your heart.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to my chief ambassador, Lady Betty, to all of the prayer ambassadors, doctorates, on the line. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to just share, amen, praise the Lord, the anointing never gets stale. Amen. Praise the Lord. We've been doing this for some time now, and it gets greater and greater and greater. I just want to share that looks like the older I get, the more that I want more of him. Amen. I don't take God to something that is a casual thing of a prayer line, my praise report. You know, sometimes we take church to be redundant. Amen. Like it's a must. No, it's like you're forced to do it. No, I want to do it. And that's what makes it so great. This fast chief ambassador was definitely ordered by God. Amen. I still feel the great things are coming out of the fast. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sometimes God put things in you for the future, and then you'll see it later. But I feel such a refreshing in my spirit. When you minister a lot and you pray a lot, you need to come back and get replenished. Amen. You can't take it for granted that you're going to be at that level all the time. So I praise God for that. And that was the shut-in, the all-night shut-in, the fast and the all-night shut-in was off the chain. Amen. Praise the Lord. I do honor the Lord and thank God for you, Chief Ambassador, for obeying the Lord. It's so important. As I tell others and I minister to leaders too and say it's so important that you run off the anointing and the Holy Ghost and not run off your flesh. Because when you move on your flesh, nothing moves. But when you are ordered by God to lead God's people off of the anointing of God, things happen. And so thank you so very much. Amen. Praise the Lord for allowing the Lord to let us be a part of your platform. God could have told you to fast, but he told you to fast and let us fast with you. Thank you so very much. I honor
that. Thank you. God bless you. That's our mother to the nation, the prayer ambassador, Bishop Patricia Stern. God bless you. Anyone else want to give a praise report about how God bless you on the fast on the 3 days? All night shut-ins, what I'm saying. And the line of
yes, Chief. Yes, Chief. This is Dr. Freddie McCullers from Kansas City, Kansas. I just thank the Lord for the all night shut-in and for the first of all for the fast, because as many of you know, we are going to bury my second niece on today. My sister lost two daughters in less than 2 months, and that fast has strengthened us. I put that in the fast. I put our leaders in the fast and our family in the fast, and I know that the Lord is going to strengthen us on today as we go to bury my niece. And I just thank the Lord for all night shut-in, because even though my heart was so heavy, I hosted on the all night shut-in, and that gave me more strength. And I just thank the Lord for the fast. The all night shut-in was a strength for me, and I did give a testimony in the all night shut-in. And I just thank the Lord for who he is and who he is to me, and I know he's going to bring us through on this day, because he's such a good and faithful God. I just thank our leaders for praying for me and my family. And I just love each and every one of you. And just thank you for this, for being who you are, because I feel the love of the saints on today. And God bless you all. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Beautiful. God bless you. Thank you. All right. Anyone else have a praise report of what God did for you during the fast and the all-night shut-in? The line is open to you.
Dr. Angelo, I just want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. The part that I really got a lot out of was the knowledge and wisdom. I thank the Lord for that, Mother Stern. She put a lot of things on my heart about that, about knowledge and wisdom. I was thanking the Lord while I was driving yesterday, and thanking the Lord for knowledge and wisdom. And then I thank the Lord for the fast. I had to call Lady Betty and ask her a few questions, but I got through it, and I thank the Lord for that. And that's what I got out of the whole thing. God bless everyone.
God bless you. Thank you. Anyone else? The line's open to you.
Yes, this is Dr. Rush from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for being on the line. Get out of it to the chief and first lady, to each and every one that's on the line. I thank God for the fast that and the shut in. I thank God. I had a lot of things up was going on, and I do fast. I fast a lot, but when you call the fast, I always was taught when the pastor, a leader called the fast, that's the fast that the Lord and I put on this heart want us to fast. So I went through that 3 day fast, and then and when I was going through that fast, I was praying. I think one day or 2 days I stayed in the house till 3 o'clock. I didn't even leave out the house. And I stayed before the Lord and prayed and meditate for till we came off the fast. And I had things up there that I want the Lord to do. And while I was going through the fast, I can hear and see and feel that the Lord already had done what I asked him to do, because I believe in the Lord. And I believe when you obey the leaders and to go through certain things, go through a fast, I believe the Lord honor that. So I had to go to the doctor the day after fast, and I went through that with flying colors. I was just they were getting, because I'm scared of needles anyway. I still sit up there and let them shoot me, get my blood working, did this and did that, and then left out of there. And I thank God for it. And then going through that 3 day fast, I remember going, I heard a mother say one time that she was going through a fast, and then they was getting hungry. And the Lord put a sweet taste in her mouth. And that was what was happening to me. I got a sweet taste, and I forgot that we came off the fast Thursday. I mean, Wednesday, and I was getting ready to go back through it Thursday. I thank God for that.
Anyone else? Well, I'm going to say this. But the rest, you're right. I woke up on Thursday and thought I was supposed to fast on Thursday. It's the kind of like the same way when I went on that 1,000-day fast. And after I reached 1,000 days, it took me 104 days to come off the fast. Because I woke up every day for 104 days fasting again. I just got into the trend of fasting, and it was a part of everything I did. And so I understand how you go on a 3 day fast and wake up the next day and you feel like we're supposed to be on it again. Amen. God bless you. Is there somebody else who has a praise report about the fast and about the all-night shutting?
This is Rose from Texas.
All right.
And
I was just
thank
telling
God for the fast because for the last 2 years I was taking care of my aunt in a different town, but mine, I was away, and I came back to my town. And I'm working with the yard on some properties that I have or that I look oversee. I went through the fast, and I was on my way to church yesterday, and I went by some of the properties. And what young man pulled up in a truck, and he says, "Are you ready to sell me some of these properties?" And I said, "No." And I hadn't talked to him. And he said, "Well, then I'll take it." And the Holy Ghost said, "Don't worry about him." And I said, "I could go for it." And I did. At first, I knew that he had sort of like threatened me, but then I went on, and I was like, "What was that?" And I went to the church, and the Lord said, "Don't worry about him." And so I'm thankful that he's allowing me to take care of two ladies that used to go to my dad's church, my dad's pastor. So I just came on, and I was telling one of them about it, and they said, "That sounds like a threat." I said, "It did sound like a threat." She said, "Did you tell him?" I said, "No, God told me not to worry about him." So I thank the Lord because I didn't have any fear or anything. I don't know where he came from, but he was like, "Are you ready to sell me the property?" And I was like, "No." He said, "Then I take it." And I said, thinking to myself, "You should learn English before you like try to threaten anybody." But I didn't say it. I just went on by my business. And I don't have any fear about that because I know God is God.
Amen. Are you finished?
Yes, sir, I'm finished. I'm thankful for the 3 day fast, and I think that's why I wasn't fearful, because God is in control.
Raise your hands just for a moment. I want the saints of God who hear me, would you help me plead the blood of Jesus over Sister Rose right now. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, Anybody else have a praise report of what God did for you through the fast and through the all-night shut-in? It's open to you. Jump in there. Tell who you are. Anyone else?
Yes. This is Dr. Grace Emanuel from Statesboro, Georgia, giving on the God who gave my life. I want to thank God for the three-day fast because it was amazing. And to be honest, I've never done a three-day fast before, and oh my God, it was God really worked with me, was dealing with me, and I thank God for it. And I want to thank God for the all-night sitting. It was awesome. It was very high. Like Chief always said, go up, 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 and we are going up, 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 up. And I want to thank God for it. That's my praise report.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful praise report. Anybody else? The line is open to you. You got to do is jump in there and give your name.
I want to thank God for the three-day fast, and I'm going to continue because I just don't have a desire to eat. Once I start on a fast, man, I can go on and on and on. And that's what God needs you. I thank God for losing 5 pounds. I thank God for giving me wisdom. Revelation knowledge just begin to flow. Amen, because I have lost myself in myself, and the fast has empowered me to feel like my shadow, amen, somebody would be healed because of my shadow, because self has died, amen. That's what they talk about when they talk about fast, man. You're crucifying one and you're elevating another. When the enemy thought, amen, he called God at his weakest point. But when you're weak, that's when you're strong. That's what fast does. It eliminates the natural man. It's completely out of the equation. So thank you, man of God, for revealing that to us and allowing us to, amen, to join in with you on the fast. And I believe that, amen, we ought to do that on a regular basis because it's something about prayer, fasting and praying. And the Bible says, watch, fast, and pray. And so these things become first nature when you deny the natural man. And so the natural man is just dead. And so the supernatural things just take place automatically because it's all spirit. It has nothing to do with the natural man because he has no power. And so that's what the fast always do for me. I always know when it's time for me to fast, when the battles that I have, amen, the one against the spirit, against the natural man, I realize and recognize, okay, it's time to deny him and do what I'm supposed to do, to crucify him. That's what Jesus said, bring him under subjection, but it's difficult to bring him under subjection without fasting. And so, man of God, thank you, amen, for calling that fast. And we need to do that on a regular basis. It needs to become a part of our curriculum. And it comes with supernatural power that you really need to speak those things and do that. And do it. Well, I'm blessed to be continue to go on with it, man of God. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. I'm hearing the Lord, and I'm going to seek him about that. Amen. Thank God. Amen. God is good. You'll be hearing from me on that. Amen. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to express yourself? Give a praise report of what God did for you through the fast or through the all-night shut-in. The line is open to you. Just give us your name and just start giving a praise report. Anyone else?
Yes. Good morning. This is Philip Batchelor, Dr. Teresa. I just want to thank God for you and First Lady and your entire family, Chief Ambassador. Thank him for giving you the vision to want to have this prayer and praise line. It's one that is of the ages. There are a lot of people, I agree with Mother Stern, who gets on here every so often and mentions how this should be made worldwide again so that other people can be a part of it. And the fast was just an awesome thing for me. A lot of times I go throughout the day without eating because I'm so caught up in mainly tours and journeys, you know, getting up, going to work, getting my child off to school or doing other things that are just have become first nature to me. But this 3-day fast for me was one where I was doing those things, but I was focusing more on the Lord. I was able to walk and talk with him even more. He and I have been walking and talking for a long time in my 47 years here on earth, but the past 3 days were just something that was just unreal to me. He allowed me to see the reason why he healed my body. He allowed me to see the reason why he wants me to continue to run on when I don't feel well. He allowed me to see just how good he has been to me, how he has saved me through so much. And then to hear different parts of the all-night shut-in, it was just confirmation because of the things that I did fast for. They all were given testimonies and code languages that were spoken to me by God through everyone that I was able to listen to on the all-night shut-in. And I just thank God for that, and I do agree with Dr. Chris this should be something that we do more often. And even my mother, Maddie Stills, had asked me if that would be something that the chief would be doing more often because it also ministered to her as well. So I'm just thanking you because my entire family has been on this line from my Aunt Gracie, Dr. Gracie Manuel, to my Aunt Vera Johnson every so often, my Aunt Molly, my Aunt Janie. It's just amazing how my family's coming together, and a lot of it has to do with this prayer line that we're able to call each other and laugh and just talk about how good God is, hear them singing songs. It's just so amazing. So I'm just so grateful for this prayer line. I'm grateful for his traveling mercy because only yesterday morning I had to get up early and catch a flight. And while I was on my way to the airport, I had the all-night shut-in on and for the morning. So it got me through the morning without worrying because there's been a lot of violence going on around here where people are attacking other people on the train. So one of my trips to the airport, I had to catch a train, and I was in one car really just by myself. And I just thank God because I had the all-night prayer, line on, and it was just my shield of protection. People walked through that car, but no one bothered to touch me or no one got out of character. They all said good morning. I said good morning and just kept it going. And I know that was nothing but God just protecting me as I was heading to my journey of a task that I'm doing for him right now. So I thank you, Chief Ambassador and First Lady, for this prayer line. Back into your hands.
God bless you. Thank you. Beautiful. All right, anybody else want to say a word? The line's open to you.
Chief Ambassador, this is Mother Stern again. And the Spirit was just dealing with me about, do you right offhand remember the date and the timing that you came on for the first fruit history. If you don't, I heard you say that you were going to be writing up, but I do. The reason why the Lord gave me that is because I do believe that that date and timing should be celebrated. That's different. Amen. That date and time should be celebrated. And that's history, you know. You yes. got so many things going on, you know, like this weekend is not only do they celebrate my birthday, but they incorporate the ministry in it as well, you know, my mm-hmm. celebration of so many things. And, you know, the older you get in ministry, the more, you know, the more honors you have. Amen. So I have them to incorporate it all in one, because I wouldn't want them to slack me in anything, and I don't want to pull on them every other month, you know, for money. So yes. I'm make sure of that. So, but and I hear the Lord say that the day, because that's a totally together different entity than what I know you put them all together, but this first prayer line is the worldwide prayer line, and yes. the day should be celebrated by us. Amen. I am a part of everything, but not a part of Amazing Grace like I am of First Fruit, you know, yes. and everything. Yes. That should be celebrated. We should celebrate that big time, you know. So right. that's something that you need to, you know, we need to. And some other things I'll share with you on the sideline that mm-hmm. That can bless the ministry, you know, and mm-hmm. everything, because iron sharpeneth iron. That's what I heard in the spirit when we were all sharing our praise report and testimony, and God knows we can't tell it all, because we're that great anointing, it has lifted from Wednesday. You follow what I'm saying? But sharpening iron, and when you get great counselors together and sit around the table or around the counselors of great counselors, you know, we all have something to bring to the table that will bless the ministry even more. But I hear the Lord say we should always celebrate big time on this line the day that the birthing of it is a birth like your birthday, that the birthing mm-hmm. of should always be celebrated, because that was a great move of God when he put that in you. You know, I know that because when my husband and I were on the line for almost 15 years, and it was celebrated in grand style, you know, because that's a labor of love. You know what I'm saying? People don't understand. Yes. You know, if you've been faithful, I've heard if you have made 10 years in ministry and anything, amen, you're on your way for great thing now, Chief, amen, and yes. it's up to us to push you in that. You know, I have some things on the sideline. I heard you say in this timing that we should promote, you know, and tell someone. Well, what we really need is a little card, a little flyer, you know, and everything, and all of us should have them. And we all and everything look alike, you know. If you got those little, it don't have to be a big old piece of paper, but just something tangible that brings the eye. You indeed, I know you have what you call your own logo for First Fruit. Your logo would show what it is. And I was thinking that if we had something tangible, you know, you can leave things in places where they'll allow you to and everything. So I'm just here to be a helpmeet, amen, to not the helpmeet as a wife, but a helpmeet to the ministry, amen, to let yes. you know that it will be seen, it will be known, noticeable, you know, and everything, because we want to look alike. We want everything that you do with First Fruit to look alike. We don't want Texas to look like Georgia, because we're not separated. We're together. And if we got something like that, and we can send it to everyone that needs them. We're going to send it to them, get in their address. Then we got something to deal with. You keep them in your car. You place them in different places and talk about it. I don't know, run, you know, it'll run because people will see that logo and your picture with the saxophone because that's what they recognize you by. But when they open it up and see this little, you know, and it's out there big, that people will come on this prayer line, amen, because they're going to follow people that are seasoned. You follow what I'm saying? They're following seasoned people. So I just wanted to throw that out there, amen, that walk the walk and talk the talk. We want to be busy, amen. God bless you, Chief.
God bless you, and thank you for those phenomenal ideas. We appreciate it. We'll talk more. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. I may have time, but maybe one more of anybody who wants to give a praise report about what God did to you through the amen. Let me change it for a moment. This Sunday is our Mother to the Nation's birthday. Yeah, we do want to wish her a happy birthday before her birthday. Amen. Monday, when we get back, we could do it, but that's a belated birthday. So I'm going to open up the line. Any of you who want to wish our Mother to the Nation a happy birthday, and then we'll give you how to send a gift to her. Someone had the nerve to say to me, "You must be jealous of Mother to the Nation." I'm not jealous of her. Oh, my God. I wouldn't give her every Tuesday if I was jealous of her. Amen. I'm not jealous of our Mother to the Nation.
Oh, God, who would even say that?
But I just want to know that we love her. And I'm opening the line right now if you have a birthday wish for her.
Good morning.
And, good morning to you.
This is Betty Johnson, Kansas City. I want to wish one of my favorite people happy birthday. I know it's going to be a big celebration. Wish I could be a part of it. But right now, like you said, we'll be a part of it next year. Hopefully.
Yes.
But we want you to have a wonderful, wonderful birthday. And I sent out a text message yesterday for those that would like to wish you a happy birthday on Facebook. Go ahead and do that. She has a goal in mind. So wish her a happy birthday on Facebook also. God bless you. I love you.
Thank you very much, Lady Betty. I just love you so much. Amen. We can't tell all our secrets. All right, Lady Betty on the line. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we do have a connection. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know that I'm the mother to the nation, but she's my spiritual mom as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Often seek advice from her, and so I thank God for that. I don't ever move out of the try to be in first place. I tell you this thing, Chief Ambassador, before we go any further, before I would allow the enemy to even come in our relationship, I would remove myself. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would. Amen. Remove myself off the line of First Fruit and be your friend and daughter. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not in for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. I would never want to ever have my whoever say that, I will rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus.
Yeah, rebuke it in the name of Jesus.
By the grace of God. And we don't want that spirit to get out in the atmosphere because that's not good for ministry. God bless you, sir. Thank you, Lady Betty.
Amen. God bless you.
I hope y'all understand that. Amen. Because we don't want that to get in nobody's spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because that's not what it's all about. Chief Ambassador has been a great inspiration to me in my spirit, in my life, in my family. My husband knew him. My children know him. My ministry know him. So many people know him through coming through when he came for the elevation. They crying for you here, Chief. I'm telling you, the man with the saxophone, we want that. I'm sitting there crying, and they enjoying you. I tell them that all, and I'm in deep mourning, and they was in, standing up, having a good time, you know. praise the Lord. But that's the impression that you left. Even the bishops and all, you know, they asked me, it's like if I have anything, is the man with the saxophone going to be there? You know, my first lady of Apostle Hinton, his wife wanted you to come. She thought you, I said, he doesn't live here, baby. That's, he came for me free, but going out to put some money out. Amen. But you left an impression on the people, and she wanted you for her mother's. I can't give you all my nuggets. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. But God bless you, Chief. Thank you so very much. You made an impression on the people. Amen. Because I know a lot of people, but you made an impression on the people. Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you, Mother. Anybody else want to wish the Mother to the Nation a happy birthday? It's all right. Come on.
Amen. I want to say a Mother to the Nation. You're getting better with time, and you are not allowing the age to interfere. You're not allowing the age to interfere with the work. My God, it just blessed me, the energy and the determination and the willingness to push and to press toward that mark. Amen. I believe with all my heart, you're not going to leave it until you empty out everything that's in you. And so I just thank God, amen, for your determination. You're not allowing the age to interfere with the word. Man, happy birthday. May God continue to bless you and strengthen you and enlighten you and encourage you and embrace you, and most of all, continue to empower you to face the work that's facing you, and that you will continue to empty out everything that he's put in you before you leave here. Because it's such inspirational to me to know that, amen, amen, there's a mantle before me, that if you can do it, I can do it. God has no respect of person, and God bless you in all your endeavors. May continue to shine upon you. Jesus' name.
Thank you, Dr. Chris. I appreciate that so very much. My pastor said on Tuesday night, he said, I can't believe that this woman of God is 75, and he had me to stand and say, you know what? I got to pick up my speed. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of a kind. Nobody may say it's not even your daughter's not even like you. No, they can't keep up with me. Praise the Lord. I told them the day, see, you got to come to me for things that you don't know. I am a professional in some things. So praise the Lord. It's one of a kind. Even yesterday when I was going out to get groomed, amen, and they say, give her what she wants. And they polished my nails and got 75 on my big thumb on the thumb and 75 on my toes. Amen. They say, this woman here, I'm telling you, give her whatever she wants. Amen. That was the saying that First Lady Karen Clark shared. Say, give her whatever she asks for without even asking me a question. Amen. So I thank God for that. Amen. Say she going to get it anyway, so you might as well just give in. Amen.
Give it to her.
Amen. Give in. So she going to get it. Amen. Praise the Lord. I honor the Lord for this space. Amen.
All right. Anyone else?
Prayer Ambassador Dr. Jeanette Murphy, Corpus Christi, Texas. Happy birthday, Bishop Stern, and your latter is greater than the former. God is blessing. And I was just thinking about that song, greater, 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 greater. So I'm just glad for you. Happy birthday, and have a great one, and I know you will.
Amen. I appreciate it so very much. Amen. I appreciate it. My latter is greater than the former. Somebody going to have to hold my mule because I'm enjoying God. Right here. Thank you so very much, and thank you for the love offering. I appreciate you.
No problem.
God bless you. Anybody else? I'm worried. Happy birthday.
Yes, this is Dr. Cullen from Kansas City, Kansas. Mother Stern, I just admire you so much. You inspire me. I thank you for your love and how you lead us and how you guide us. I thank the Lord for your anointing. And you just helped me so much. You'll never know how much. And I just love you so much. And happy, happy birthday. May God bless you with many, many, many more. In Jesus' name, God bless you, Mother Stern. I love you.
I'm going to live to be as old as Mother Adeline Johnson. Amen. Praise the Lord. She lived as long as she wanted to. She told God and told us to leave her alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me take my flight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to live as long as I want to live. Amen. I thank God. Thank you, Ambassador Dr. Cullens. Amen. You're right behind me. You're one of a kind as well. Amen. Thank you for the beautiful exhortation.
You're welcome.
God bless you. And when is that, where will that homegoing service be held?
It's going to be in Missouri.
It's going to be in Missouri at Serenity Funeral Home off of Bannister and Truth.
Serenity, okay.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Is there anybody else who has a happy birthday wish for Bishop Stern?
Good morning. This is Maddie Stills. I was upstairs in my bedroom. I ran down the steps. Jennifer had the phone. I want to say, Mother Stern, God, you're a powerful lady. I'm telling you, keep on.
Boy.
I want you to... Birthday and life. I wish you the best. And I'm gonna tell you, you just rejoice me when you pray. I love it. Oh, hallelujah. I love when you pray. Because I know when you pray it's gonna come through. I know it's coming through. You prayed Tuesday and I enjoyed it. I was upstairs, I came downstairs, I gave Jennifer my baby the phone is to her head. She listened to you, she's smiling. Both are smiling. Lord, I love you. I love you. And I'm going to say happy birthday for a little bit. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, Mother Stern. I wish you many, 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 many more. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. She's equal to me with energy. Amen. You young people
got
to come up some. Amen. She could be what those saints say, my role girl. Amen. She equal to me. Amen. In energy, and I appreciate her so much. And Taisha got that in her, too. Amen. Praise the Lord. She got a fight in her.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the Steels family. Seems like I bet if I run down our genes, I may be related to you some kind of way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because my grandfather didn't know where he came from. Amen. Praise the Lord. He was a runaway slave. Amen. Thank you so very much to the entire Steels family. Chief, they be on it. Amen. They're good. They're salt. Amen. Praise the Lord. They good. Amen. And I thank God for them. Thank you, Mother Stills, for the happy birthday, because everybody can't sing up under the anointing happy birthday. And I thank you for that. And I thank you. I pray to God that you didn't fall down running down the stairs to tell me happy birthday. I appreciate you so very much. I love your family. Love you.
God bless you. Beautiful. All right. I'm about to close here. Is there anybody else want to jump in there before we close?
Dr. Angelo.
Go ahead, Dr. Angelo.
I just want to wish you a happy birthday, Mother Stern, and may the Lord bless you with many, many more. I love you, and may the Lord continue to bless you.
Thank you so very much, beautiful woman of God, Dr. Angelo. You're one of a kind as well. I appreciate you. Amen. And thank Tayshia for telling me birthday. Amen.
All right. I heard another one. Go ahead.
This is Dr. Grace Emanuel from Statesboro, Georgia. Mother, you are a blessing to me. I'm glad that you came into my life. And I just love to hear you pray. The anointing is so high and powerful. And I just want to thank you for coming into my life. And I wish you a very happy birthday, and I pray that God bless you with many, many more and keep you with that high spirit. Because I tell you, I know you say my sister Maddie Steele, she high, but I think you're a little higher than her.
And no,
thank you.
Are you all blood sisters? Or,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you
want yes,
to say
ma'am.
That if you're a blood sister. Amen. I know that.
Yes,
no,
ma'am.
No,
we
no.
are blood.
Right.
I am the youngest of 13.
Oh, my God. I could tell. See, in the spirit, I know you had to be blood sisters because being just a sister in Christ, that may be a prayer that she would have to pray off somebody at the end of the day because they'll be crying. Amen. But I know you had to be blood. You all the blood, right, Chief? Amen. Blood
yes,
sisters.
Ma'am.
I know
right.
The anointing has no, you cannot judge the anointing by just a voice. Amen. Praise the Lord. We all, God has us not like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I don't want
praise
to know that. Am I right, Chief? I can't put that
yes,
in
ma'am.
My spirit. Amen. Because he got
you.
Us where we need to be. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mother. Anyone else before we close want to wish Bishop Stern a happy birthday? It's all right. Come on. Come on. All right. And God bless you. We can't wait on you. But if you've been trying to get off mute, you see, I told y'all while we're talking, unmute your line and be ready when we give you an opportunity. Is there anybody else who wants to take this moment to say what's on your heart? Anybody else? Okay, we got to go. God bless you. We've had a great day, and we're going to be celebrating with you, Mother Stern. As soon as I get a little bit more money, amen, we're going to bless you.
The love that counts. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I will be posting pictures up on this coming Sunday. My ministry and my two daughters and my ministry, just a small gathering. Amen. That they'll be celebrating. But I see they have gone way out the way. I told my daughter, I hope you haven't spent your bill money. Amen. Amen. I see all kind of stuff got 75 on it and everything. I say, I hope y'all don't think that this is a homegoing celebration. Amen.
No, no, no.
I plan to be here next year at 76. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. But I can't stop them from loving me because I am their mother. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I do believe that I'm a good mother and a good person, amen, because God is in me. Thank you, Chief. I thank God for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm no more than what my leaders allow me to be, and I will always say that in a spirit of humility. Amen. But I'm constantly busy and constantly on the move for God, and I'm loving my first fruit because it is you, Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, that allowed me to come on your platform. And I do give that honor and recognition to the late Dr. Mary Lacey. She saw something in me for you. And I thank God for that. I bless you,
thank God for Dr. Lacey. God bless you. We're ready to go. Everybody repeat after me. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord,
may the Lord
watch.
Between me and thee.
Between
me and thee.
While we're absent one from another. And may God bless you and your family real good.
And may God
bless you and your family
real good.
In the name of Jesus, I ask it.
In the name of Jesus, I ask it.
Thank God. Amen. And good day. Good day.
Amen.
Good day to you. God bless you. Good day.
Good day.
You are dismissed.